How many times have you gotten halfway through a recipe and realized you didn't have everything you needed? Well, it's happened to me more times than I'd like to admit. Let's discuss. Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, Mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life, creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully and, in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms. But, spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, Mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD.
Hey there, successful Mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. Why do ADHD brains struggle so much with time? We don't feel time passing, and we don't really know how long things are going to take us. Unfortunately, we don't usually realize the error until it's too late to fix it. I'm guessing this kind of thing has happened to you before. Say you want to make some cookies. Except, you haven't looked at the pantry to see if you have all the supplies, and you're going by the recipe in your head, and you don't have the recipe card to refer to, so that means you don't know what ingredients you need, or how much you're going to need. You don't know if you have any flour or how much butter you're going to need and which step comes first and how long does it need to be in the oven. And let's be honest, how does this end up? For me, it usually means about 10 minutes in, I realize I need brown sugar, but I don't have any. And it's too late to choose a new recipe. It's too late to change the recipe that I'm doing. And do I just throw away all the stuff I've already put in the bowl and then I don't have any cookies? Do I run to the store? Like, that's going to be 30 minutes. Maybe I have some molasses. Hold on, let me Google, how do I make brown sugar? And here we are, down the rabbit hole. This is what life feels like with ADHD. Someone asks you to bake cookies, but they don't give you a recipe, and you can't look in the pantry to know if you have the supplies you need or enough of them. You're pretty much running around blindfolded and behind. But let's flip it around. What if when we start baking, we pulled all the ingredients out of the pantry ahead of time, saw what we needed, how much we needed, we had the recipe in hand. We went through and figured out, what are all the steps? Do I understand them all? What do I need to do first? And we knew exactly what we needed in order to be successful. Wouldn't it be much higher likelihood that we actually were successful? See, our brains don't automatically do these things for us. They don't check the pantry. They don't have a recipe card. I know, there are actually people whose brains just do this for them. A little bit jealous, but we don't. We have to set up a system in place to do these things that our brains don't automatically do for us. So let's talk about four reasons that we're really struggling in our day and what we can do about it. The first one is we have too much to do and it all feels important. We really struggle with prioritizing. So I want to help you put the recipe together ahead of time so you know exactly what to do. You know which step comes first, what happens next, what do you need to do at the beginning to be ready for things later. I want you to know that when it's time to put the cookies in the oven, it's not cold. You've already preheated the oven because you knew that was at the beginning. I can help you put the recipe card in order and have it ready to go every day. Struggle number two, our brains are trying to hold all the information. This means we're relying heavily on our working memory to keep up with everything. And honestly, our brain's job is not to remember all the stuff. It can't remember all the things. I want you to have that recipe written out so that you're looking at the card and not trying to hold it all in your head, because then you're taking up the mental bandwidth that you could be using for doing by trying to figure out, like, where do the wet ingredients go? Where do the dry ingredients go? I want to help you put together the reference card so that you're not keeping track of it all in your head, but you have it printed out in front of you and you know exactly what to do. You aren't guessing at what's next because you're confident, because we made a plan together and we know exactly what to do next. Struggle number three, we tend to use the energy that we could be using for doing things instead on last minute planning and remembering stuff. This means that we're hurting our energy regulation and management. Look, we have to use more energy to do tasks that other people can do with less energy. It just takes us more. We have to give more in order to get the same output. So we want to use our energy wisely. For every minute that we plan, we save 10 minutes of panicked scrambling. I don't want us using our energy on panicked solutions. Granted, we're pretty good at them because we've had to be, but what if we use that energy instead on what matters? There's another question. What matters to you? What are the things in your day that you want to be doing that you're not? Maybe that's playing an extra game with your kids or doing something restful for yourself. Instead of at bedtime having Medusa Mom come out, squawking and yelling and all the angry heads are waving, what if we had budgeted our energy differently so that come bedtime, we had the extra energy for, say, an extra bedtime story or some extra snuggles instead of just wanting to run out the door as fast as we possibly can? I want to help you figure out what you have the energy to get done so that you can make it through your day all the way to bedtime. I want to make sure that you have enough sugar and flour to make the whole batch of cookies and not be scrambling to figure out how you're going to Google some brown sugar recipes halfway through. And struggle number four, we don't account for the ADHD obstacles or the mom life obstacles that are going to come up in our day. Part of our ADHD means that we have more variable energy levels. That means some days we just don't have as much energy as others. We can't expect ourselves to run at level 10 all day long, every day. Like, we're not robots. That's not realistic. Plus, life happens, right? Kids happen. Surprises happen. Emergencies happen. I want to make sure that we have enough energy to heat the oven all the way through so that the cookies can get finished. I want to help you make a plan for the low energy days, the high energy days, and I want you to feel good about your day even if you're not feeling good. So if you only got one thing done and that was realistic for your current situation today, hey, let's celebrate that. You got the thing done. Do you wish there was a way that you didn't feel like you were failing at life every day? I know what it's like to feel like you're running around all day like a headless chicken, stressed because you're late to everything, and when you finally sit down at the end of the day and the kids are in bed, you think, I didn't get anything done. And somehow your to-do list is longer than when you started out this morning. We're tired, we're drowning, and it feels pretty hopeless. Being a mom is hard, but being a mom with ADHD is overwhelming. But imagine, there was a day where there was no Mount Laundry, you know what's for dinner, you can see the kitchen counter, and you actually did something kind just for yourself today. Hey, we'd be happy if we did just one of those things today, right? This is why I created Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms, where I teach you how to create a rhythm for your day in an ADHD-friendly way that puts most of the lengthy to-do list of motherhood on automate so you don't have to think about when you're gonna sweep next or how you're gonna find time for yourself. You'll be able to make a plan for your day that is fluid enough for your ADHD brain to stick with, but structured enough where you feel like you're in control. Remember, our rhythms and routines serve us. We aren't the slaves to them. Over the next 7 weeks, together, we'll create a flexible framework for your day and join a community of moms who understands you, who are cheering you on and say, I'm right here with you. Sure, we'll get off track. That's part of ADHD. But now we have each other for support so we can get back on track with a virtual hug when we're struggling. So if you're ready to lighten your load and figure out what makes sense for your ADHD brain and finally enjoy your motherhood, it's time to sign up for Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms. Class starts the first week of October, so make sure you sign up before September 30th. That's a Thursday. You can join me at bit.ly/ADHD framework. It's all lowercase letters. Now, this is the first run of the class, so that means you're building the class with me. You're gonna get extra coaching time, and we're gonna work through what do you really need to be successful in creating a daily routine that's tailored for your life. Join me at bit.ly/ADHD framework. Again, all lowercase letters. And as a bonus, you can bundle with daily planning for ADHD moms and grab that one for $100 off. The deadline for this deal is Thursday, September 30th, so sign up now before you forget, okay? I can't wait to help you feel good about your day, but more importantly, I can't wait for you to feel good about yourself. The link is bit.ly/ADHD framework. Mama, I cannot wait for you to hear about time management mastery for ADHD mamas. Now, this is the test run. So in the future, in 2022, you'll be able to sign up anytime. But this class right now, this is the test group who's putting the class together with me. So you have me and a whole group of mamas with you every week doing the work and figuring out how do we plan our day? How do we create a rhythm and a routine that makes sense for our ADHD brains and doesn't want to make us claw our eyes out, but yet still makes us feel good about our day? We're going to be starting the first week of October and go through the middle of November, which means we'll be finished in time for the holidays. But you know what? You'll have support continually. Just like with daily planning, we have a students-only online community that we're there to talk to each other and be with other moms who have brains just like yours. And we meet every week on Zoom for 30 minutes to answer questions and make sure that you know exactly what you need and you don't get stuck. And you know, if I'm struggling, I have this group of women who's going to be here for me and they're going to answer my questions and they're not going to laugh at me or roll their eyes at me. Instead, everyone's going, yeah, and nodding their heads along with you because we've all been there and we all get it. I still remember the first time we met for daily planning. One of the moms wasn't able and she's watching the replay and she posts in the Facebook group about how watching the replay made her tear up because there were people who get her, that think like her. And she was like, I don't feel by myself anymore. I'm not alone. People are like me. Like, there are people like me out here. They exist. And to be able to know them and put a face to them and see them and hear their words and be like, wow, it's not me. Like, mama, I want that for you so much. I want you to feel seen too. And that's why the support doesn't end after the 7 weeks of like quote unquote official class. Like, our group meets every week so that you have the support there. I'm not here to be like all the other online teachers. Like, I'm here to support you. I'm not cutting you off after a certain date. It's not a monthly membership. Like, I'm just here. You buy the class one time and I'm here every week because I don't want you to feel abandoned. I don't want you going into this thinking like, well, I'm not really going to stick with it. So why does it matter? Like, yeah, you're going to stick with it because you have another group of mamas who's there with you. And you know what? Yeah, sure. We're going to mess up and we're going to get off track. Like, that's what we do. That's how our brains work. But then you come back and no one's going to be like eyeing you because we've all done it. We all fall off track. We get it. It's just like hop back in. All right, let's figure it out. What do you need to do? What do you need to do to get back on track? What's the next step? I truly want this class to be as ADHD friendly as possible. And if there's something that you need in order to be successful, like shoot me an email, tell me what it is. Let's figure it out. I want this to work for you. Now, I want to take you through what we're going to do in the class. So in the first module, we talk all about motivation. My friend Jessie Romero runs the ADHD Female Entrepreneurship. And the other day she said this quote and I was like, oh, gold. I got to repeat that. It's don't be a slave to the routine, be a slave to the motivation. We're going to figure out why is it that you want a rhythm to your day? Like, we approach this like scientists and we put on our lab coat and we figure out like, what do you need? Let's try this. Let's experiment. Okay, that didn't work. Let's fix it. How do we modify this? Okay, maybe this works. And we all work together to brainstorm. Like, this is not a copy paste course. We are figuring out what you need in your life in the season that you're in. Because what's the goal? The goal is to frame the beautiful life that you have created. And we're going to talk all about that framework next week. But in order to frame your beautiful life, we have to know like what matters to you. What are the important things to you in your day? Because that is what we're shooting for. That's what we're going for. That is the goal. Now in module two, we talk about the framework. We talk about how we're anchoring our day and how the waves are going to toss us around and how the anchor is going to hold us in place, but not like super tight, right? It gives us some leeway to fluctuate because we need some flexibility for our ADHD brains, but it's also going to keep us within the bounds where we're not struggling. You know, at 3 p.m., all of a sudden you realize no one's eaten lunch and that's why everybody's grumpy, right? We're going to have anchors in our day. The waves are going to toss us around. We're going to talk about what a routine is, what it's not, the tools that we need. Then in the third module, we talk about preparing for obstacles. There's a lot of obstacles, right? We have ADHD, we have kids, we have life. How are we going to stick with this? How can we lighten our loads? All the ways that we're going to make our day easier by thinking of solutions ahead of time. In module four, we're going to set our anchors and figure out where in the day are we going to reset? What does the timing look like for you? Obviously, if you have little kids, you're going to have a different schedule than when you have kids in school, or if you're homeschooling, if you're working outside the home, like all of these things are going to impact your schedule. And we want the anchors to fit your day. But the great part is that when we learn how to set the anchors, you can then modify this as you go. So when your kids get older, their schedule changes, your work situation changes, you can modify your day to match whatever it is that life is throwing at you now. In module 5, we build on those anchors. We create a rhythm around the anchors. How are we building up around what we've set? And then also look at, okay, once we've figured out kind of a daily rhythm, we also want to think about our weekly rhythms and our monthly rhythms, looking beyond just one day at a time. In module 6, we talk about in between the anchors. So once we have our anchor set, the point is to enjoy our life, right? So how do we have enough structure that we're not stressed, but not so much that it stifles you, and that framework really is framing the beautiful life that you're creating? And how do we enjoy the rest of our day when we've gotten all those, the lengthy to-do list of motherhood done? How are we spending that time enjoying our kids and our motherhood? Then in module 7, we'll go through all of our loose ends, make sure you have all your questions answered, and create a setup so that you are ready to go. Keep in mind that everything we do is on video. So some of them are pre-recorded, some of them are live, but you can always go back and watch the live videos. I record them all. And because they're all pre-recorded, that means you can do this from anywhere, no matter where you are in the world, what's going on with your life. You could just listen to the audio. You can watch them on video. It's up to you. You can figure out a way to squeeze these into the day so that you can start moving forward. You will leave this course knowing exactly how to plan your day. You'll have a plan that is flexible, but also gets all the mom stuff done, because we want to create that space in your day to enjoy your family. You'll know how to adjust the plan when the seasons change and the kids grow or the doo-doo hits the fan. You'll know what to do. You'll know what matters and what doesn't. So we'll have less chaos and more happy. Now, I'm not going to promise you no chaos, because we do have ADHD. But it will be a lot less chaos and a lot more happy. So today's the day, Mama. Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms is finally ready for you to sign up. The website is bit.ly/ADHD framework. That's bit.ly/ADHD framework. ADHD framework. It's all lowercase letters. And we start the first week in October. That means that you have to sign up by Thursday, September 30th, and don't say I'll do it later. If you listened to last week's episode, you know that is a death sentence for anything we plan on doing when we have ADHD. So this is the time. Go sign up. Now, keep in mind, if you miss it, don't stress. I'm going to put this class together and it'll be ready for you again in 2022. But when I'm putting together the class and building it, like, this is the time to be here. It's a great price. You get a ton of me, because I'm pouring into this class and into you, because I want this class to be exactly what you need. And every mama who's contributing to it is adding another layer so that this will fit the hundreds, I hope thousands, of ADHD mamas who are going to take this in next year and the year after and the year after. That's why I'm asking for so much feedback during the class, because I want to give you as much as I can in our time together. So it's time to sign up. bit.ly/ADHD framework. Now, there's a bonus, of course, is that when you join this round of Time Management Mastery, you can sign up for daily planning for ADHD for a steal. It is $100 off if you bundle the two together when you buy in this next week or so. So if your calendar and your to-do lists are feeling overwhelming too, get that while you're in there. That foundation will set you up for success so that when you start Time Management Mastery, you're ready to go. Because as soon as you sign up, you get daily planning right away, and it's such a good deal. And it's so good. The mamas are just so amazing in this group, and I can't wait for you to meet them. One more time, the website is bit.ly/ADHD framework, and I cannot wait to see you sit down at the end of the night and say, I feel good about how my day went. Change is possible, Mama. And if you don't believe me, go back and listen to last week's episode. And once you listen, join me in Time Management Mastery for ADHD Moms, because you are not broken, you are not alone, and you can enjoy your motherhood, and I'm here to help you do it every step of the way. I'll talk to you soon, successful mama.
For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.